And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Today we're talking with Todd Grove, National Director, Worksite Solutions for Long-Term Care Financial Partners, or LTC Financial Partners. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, you know, it's good to see you. I hadn't seen you in a little while. For all the guests out there that may not have known, Todd and I used to be neighbors in the same work complex. So since we moved downtown, and you've stayed to the West End.
Yes, that's right.
West End here in Portland. That's great. You doing well?
Very well, thank you, sir.
That's great.
And you?
Doing awesome. We're having a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, one of the things we're going to be talking about today is long-term care. This is one of those subjects that there are a lot of people and a lot of companies, a lot of professionals out there that say to themselves, I know I have to think about this, but it's not necessarily something I want to think about, right? I mean, it's just not something that
Absolutely.
People say to themselves, do I really want to think about this? Tell me a little bit about some of the statistics and why this is kind of important.
Sure. Well, if we focus on working Americans now, you're right. It's not a fun topic, and it's an easy one to put aside, but it's the biggest hole in most people's financial plan. And the problem is that right now, one in two Americans will be affected by long-term health care, and they'll either be a caregiver or a care receiver. And so when you look at that and understand the limits of major medical coverage, which will never cover long-term health care, a plan has to be put in place. The problem is a lot of employers in particular don't quite know how to go about educating their employees on this, and that's what we specialize in across the country.
You know, a lot of people may say to themselves, well, come on, we've got Obamacare. We've got, you know, the Affordable Care Act. This should basically cover me for the rest of my life. Isn't that correct?
It really is not, and that's a problem we deal with every day, is helping folks understand the limits of their major medical plan. So whether the Obamacare program is fully implemented, which we believe it will be, or not, whether you're on Medicare or not, no major medical plan ever will cover long-term health care. It will only cover up to 100 days of skilled-based, medically necessary rehabilitative care. After that, we're all on our own, and we have to use our savings, investments, 401ks, even our property.
So let's start with a quick thing, maybe definition. Long-term care is?
Long-term care is when we need help of some kind, either standby or hands-on assistance, either in our own home, assisted living communities, nursing facilities, basically needing help doing what you normally think of every day when you do stuff. You're bathing and getting dressed and eating and getting around, okay? We don't tend to think of it in the same way that, well, a lot of folks think of it simply as nursing home care when we're 95. Absolutely not the case. 40% of people needing long-term care under age 65. Car accidents, MS, muscular dystrophy, even cancer now is leading to long-term health care. So lots of myths about it, and it's important for employers to educate their employees on the limits of their health plans.
It's expensive, too. If you're talking about costs, and certainly I know from a personal standpoint with you know, family members that I know in long-term care, it's expensive. And you know, we're talking $100,000 plus a year sometimes.
It can be. Yeah, there's a big range, and it depends on whether you're at home. It depends on if you're in a facility. So you're right. It's extremely expensive, and your average American will go through their entire life savings within 9 months if they need long-term care. This was a study that was just released a few months ago. So very important piece of planning that unfortunately a lot of people just haven't gotten around to yet, because you're right. It's no fun, but you got to do it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to think about these things.
No way.
You know,
nope.
I liken this a little bit to disability insurance. Probably, maybe in some cases, disabilities do turn into long-term care in terms of, you know, certain things that can happen. But the reality is that these are things that people do need to think about. So talk to me about what somebody in a company, an organization, would say, well, this is my employee's problem. This is something that they're going to have to worry about, not something I as the owner, as I as the HR professional should think about or talk about with my employees. That's their personal message. That's right. Their own personal thing. How do you combat that thought process?
Well, you know, what you got to look at is the impact that long-term care is actually having to the workforce itself. And so right now, when you look at the impact of caregiving. We got a big problem. Doesn't matter whether in Maine or Montana or California, the workforce is aging. And as we're aging, we're taking care of our parents more. And those individuals are dealing with the stress of long-term care. And so what we try to do is to help educate those employees on how to deal with that stress so that they can reduce it and increase their productivity. This is not simply an isolated piece of financial planning. It's a holistic process of educating folks about long-term care and how it impacts the entire family and organization.
When you have a worker who's dealing with somebody in a long-term care facility, they're going to take more time off. They're going to need to deal with situations and times. How can planning for this really be done in an effective, efficient manner?
Well, we got two issues here. One is if you're in the mess right now, and if you're in it right now and you're dealing with a loved one, then you got to have some resources quickly at your disposal. One of the things our organization does is provide an online tool so employees, wherever they are in the United States, can quickly access information about all the caregiving services, whether it's home care or facility care, in the area that their loved one needs care in, so that they can, again, reduce the amount of time and stress put into figuring out a plan for that loved one. So that's one piece of it. The second piece is the employee themselves has got to plan ahead because it's difficult to get long-term care insurance. It's very, very challenging because of the health underwriting considerations. So it's important that the employer step forward and make it available to the employees so they can make it a little easier for them to get. And that's kind of what we try to help with.
When an employer is talking to you about, you know, taking care of their people, and I have said and will continue to say that 99% of all employers want to do the right thing to help their people.
Do.
I think there's no question that whenever we talk to, for, you know, at CMA employers, or I'm sure you talk to them, they always want to do the right thing. It sometimes it comes down to cost, it comes down to time, it comes down to, you know, what is the real benefit to the employee, a benefit to the company. Can you share some of those benefits that really help make an employer understand that it's okay to bring people in like your organization to help?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of companies will offer 401k programs because they need to retain high-quality people. But what they won't do is to look at ways of protecting that 401k against its biggest risk, which is long-term health care. So what I say to employers is, if you're going to help your employees plan, then help them finish it. And the way to finish the plan is to look at all the different risks that we face, and long-term care is a big one. The education is the key, and a lot of employers can't afford any more money for insurance right now. We get that. That's just the reality, regardless of whether Obamacare is fully implemented or not. That doesn't mean they can't make it available for their employees and provide them discounts and other advantages. So what I say is that, as you point out, most employers want to do the right thing, and the important thing is to provide the information so the employee can make their own decision. That's, I think, the most important thing an employer can do.
When you're talking to HR leaders and you address the need for them to support their employees, particularly those who are caregivers now, does this take a lot of time out of the day? Is it done through like a lunch and learn type program? Is it done individually, one-on-one? Kind of go through how it would be affected in the workplace so that you know, an HR professional, a business leader or owner might say, okay, I guess it's not as much time as I thought it would be.
In order to properly educate employees on long-term care planning, there needs to be one general session. That can be literally 45 minutes. From that point, what we do across the country is say to those employees, do you want to find out some specific information on your options? If you do, then yes, you do need a meeting one-on-one, but that does not have to be done on company time and should not be. So there are ways in which organizations can make a program available to provide a general level of information and education, and then the employees can make a determination on their own where they want to go from there. The problem is that the employees are not getting that general information from anybody else. They're not getting it from their car insurance guy. They're not getting it from their life insurance guy. They need to have basic information on long-term healthcare planning. And that should be done right now at the worksite.
You know, you talk about the statistics that you cite and you've provided today, which is almost one-fifth of U.S. workers are informal caregivers. And you talk about 83% report arriving late, leaving early, or taking time off during the day. 41% report having to take a leave of absence. 37% report going from full-time to part-time, and 35% report giving up work entirely. Those are pretty large stats.
They're huge. And the problem is a lot of employers know there's a problem, but they just don't know quite how to get their hands around it. And so by quantifying it and by addressing it and educating those employees on what their options are in the community to help limit that stress, you can increase their productivity and also cut their healthcare costs. The caregivers in this country right now, that 20% of the workforce that's a caregiver, accesses their health coverage 8% more often. So there's an increase in the premiums of those companies where you've got a significant number of caregivers, and we cannot quantify that. And when employers see that, it's a no-brainer to now provide a bit of education to limit some of that stress.
Stress is a killer.
No, huge.
No, I mean, that's just a known fact. And certainly when you have someone who's a loved one or someone that you're taking care of, and that is a huge factor in somebody not necessarily doing their job productively or making mistakes or not getting the sleep they need or other factors. So this has a bigger range and a bigger problem overall.
It is.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Today we're talking with Todd Grove, National Director, Worksite Solutions for Long-Term Care Financial Partners, or LTC Financial Partners. We're talking about the inevitable long-term care. Todd, thank you again for being on the show. And by the way, you owe me lunch. Just so I want to remind you of that.
Just reminding you of that.
All right. We're taking care of personal business on HR Power Hour time. All right, well, we like to have fun here. So let's talk about long-term care, which is unfortunately not as much fun, but probably far more important than me having another lunch.
Most likely.
Most likely. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, a stat you have is employers lose an estimated $33.6 billion, that's B, billion dollars a year on productivity due to employee caregiving. We talked about stats in the last segment. Why so expensive, number one, in terms of the overall? And then two, could you provide some examples as to maybe a large and a small company of how it could work to help a company save money?
Okay, so there's, I guess, two issues here. One is the saving money piece, and the other is, again, making sure that they protect the money that they've saved in terms of the individual employees. Let's take a large company to start. Let's just take a company that has, oh, let's say 3,000 U.S. employees, 10,000 worldwide. They're looking for a way to help their employees and to, again, cut some stress and increase productivity. We would go in and do an educational program for their employees around the United States, and one in particular I'm thinking of, we had 12 different locations. You had quite a variety of employees there at all different levels of the income scale. But those employees all needed to learn about this issue. And so we would set up workshops at their different locations, bring in the employees, help them understand the issue. Those who were actually caregiving now, we actually asked them, you know, who here is involved in this? And we'd provide them this service we call Your Care Source. And they go on that website, and they're able to determine what services are available for their loved ones to help provide them care, to help design a plan of care, to understand if there's a facility their mom is looking at that might have complaints against it. They might need a will or advanced directives. All these tools are available at their disposal 24/7. So the feedback from those employees has been extremely positive, and it has helped them to focus more on work when at work. In addition to that, we've been able to put a long-term care insurance program in place for all of the employees so that they can start planning ahead and putting a policy in place to pay the bills that many of those individuals who are dealing with this issue right now are facing with their own loved ones. So that's a large organization. Smaller companies, which make up most companies in America, might, let's say, have 20 or 40 employees. Well, again, that's a pretty easy thing to do. You get those folks together, you have a general session, and then afterwards, again, the individuals make up their minds, do I want to find out more about this or not? Most do. And it's surprising how many more people purchase long-term care insurance than the owners of the company ever thought would. And it's in large part because one story after another comes out in the general meetings of, yeah, well, I've dealt with it with this relative, and I've seen my mom deal with this, and I don't want to have that happen to my kids. And that kind of a conversation leads to some intelligent planning. It's an easy topic to avoid, but when you get folks in a room and they're talking about it, they'll start to really do the right thing.
And we are talking about doing the right thing. In the end, as we said, companies want to do the right thing
right.
for their employees, and employees want to do the right thing for their families. And so that's why we're really talking about this. You know, you brought a couple things up, and I just wanted to see if it has any factors or bearing to the insurance. One, is somebody's health a factor in regards of underwriting? And it does it matter if someone's younger or older in terms of having a longer range in terms of cost for this? Is it kind of like life insurance, I guess, is the question. Whereas, as you know, life insurance goes up as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Though I think it should go down, but then again, I'm not running the insurance companies.
Yep.
But the fact is it part of that equation? Is it like underwriting like that, or how does that work?
It is. And one of the important issues to realize is that long-term care insurance companies now have paid out almost $7 billion in claims, and that's just in the last year. And so the fact is that these companies are paying an awful lot out, and in order to protect themselves, they're going to have to really go through a thorough review of your health history. And it's tougher and tougher all the time. So why then should an employer bother if half their employees couldn't qualify? Because by having an employer make this available to their employees, they're going to get underwriting concessions. It's going to be easier for the employees to buy the policies. That's a benefit they can never get on their own. And employers need to realize they don't have to buy the policies for that to be the case. So it's a huge value add just to allow individuals to lock in their eligibility. And that's what employers have the ability to do. In terms of cost, the younger you are, the better. More of our clients now are in their 20s and 30s than ever. So the younger you are when you plan, the lower your premium.
When you're talking about small companies versus large companies, I guess the question then is there an inherent benefit to being in a large company from this standpoint because it's a bigger pool, a larger number of people? Or can small companies band into groups like organizations or associations and pool together to put together all their organizations?
That's
or
a great
is
question.
In healthcare that's not allowed in terms of unless you're in a, you know, maybe one of the big Anthem plans through the chamber or something in different organizations. Can they do that or is that not allowed?
That's a great question. With regards to discounts, you can do that. So we'll provide associations discounts all the time. Underwriting concessions? Uh-uh. It's done on a company-by-company basis. So, yeah, a bigger a company is, the more likely it is they might get some more significant underwriting concessions. But if you're a company of 20, 30, 40 people, you still have the ability to get significant reductions in underwriting criteria for all of your employees. There's usually a minimum number of policies that has to be obtained Typically, it's 10. And so if 10 employees participate, you're able to get some underwriting concessions. And that's what most employers are really interested in finding.
No, absolutely. I think it benefits both parties in this
absolutely.
Particular case.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's the key of what we're talking about today. Can you give a few tips for people who are out there thinking about this or company leaders that are out there, maybe a few tips of what they should start thinking about before they contact you? What should they get prepared for these type of conversations?
Well, the best way is to go to www.ltcfp.com, and that'll help generate the questions that you need to figure out what your next steps are. But the other thing is to talk with employees that are caregivers. That is one of the best ways to determine how important this issue is. Those employees who are young, healthy, invincible, and not dealing with this will never say it's an important issue.
No, I certainly understand. And that's certainly, I think, not only the website, but, you know, you mentioned earlier people are sometimes surprised by how many people are dealing with this issue. The fact is more and more people are dealing with it every day. We're getting older as a society.
Yep. It's not going away.
There are more people retiring than ever. There are more people dealing with this health issues and things of long-term care. So I think that, you know, this is a timely and very important topic that companies really do need to start thinking about if they haven't already, and maybe get over that statement of, I just don't want to talk about this because, you know, it's what it is. So, you know, they could go to what website again?
I'll make sure. www.ltcfp.com.
And your organization, tell me a little bit about it.
LTC Financial Partners was created about 10 years ago. I was one of the founding partners. And we specialize in one thing, which is long-term care planning. We focus significantly at the worksite, and we also have hundreds of specialists across the United States helping individuals solve this problem. And so LTC Financial Partners is an organization that works with large companies, organizations, brokerage firms, all the way down to mom and pop companies to help them figure this solution out.
And so you said you're a nationwide organization.
We are, yep.
So anybody from anywhere across the coast could contact one of your organizational partners.
That's correct. Yeah.
And have somebody locally within that area.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. Well, I want to thank you very much, Todd, for being on the show today. I appreciate it, and it's always good to see you.
Thanks, Dave.